It's definitely tough to join an existing band, but how much does that ramp up when you have to join an existing famous band? Couple that with being the lead singer, and the pressure is obviously immense. That's what Brian Johnson faced in 1980 as he attempted to replace the beloved and recently deceased Bon Scott as AC/DC's frontman.
I was 32 years old. I thought, what am I doing here? Listen, they're going to find out after a couple of days that I'm just not that good.
That's Brian reflecting on that time in a recent interview. Instead of brushing him off, the rest of the band embraced Brian. Similar to Bon, he brought that grit and raspiness to his voice, but he had this unique level of polish to it that allowed the band to be more versatile. But it wasn't just his vocals that he brought to the table.
Malcolm came up to us, I think, on the second day, and he said, can you write lyrics? And I said, I'll give it a shot. And he said, well, here you go. Can you give us a cassette? And I just heard this riff, and I just roared. You know, I was a car fanatic then as well. So the first line I wrote down was, she was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean. She was a fast machine, she
kept the motor clean. Immediately, the band loved it, but they were still used to Bond's vocal style at that point. Brian's new fast vocals were something new. Rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young suggested doing it slower.
He said, you know, Brian, there's too many words in it. And he said, I think it should be good like this. She was a fast machine. She I did it like that, and then Mal heard it and took him and he's going, what the fuck is this?
It sounded kind of folky, didn't it, in a little way?
She's no. He said, do it back the old way. It rocks.
Released in July of 1980, Shook Me All Night Long helped the Back in Black album soar to number 4 on the American charts, and has since sold more than 50 million albums, making it the best-selling rock album in music history. Shook Me All Night Long was the first single released from the album, evidence of how confident the band was in Brian's contributions.
And I said quite cockily the next day after I'd heard it, the first rough mix, do you know, I think that's about the best rock and roll song I think I've ever heard in my life. And I went, I said, I'm telling you, I think that's the best.
You feel a little crazy saying that because, you know.
Because I was the new boy, and I said, and Mal said, you could be right, mate.